children at heart, so I suppose you'll all appreciate this story as well as these little ones here. But it was a lovely spring day. And Mother thought, well, she would do some cleaning in the home. And she asked the three children if they'd just go out into the front area of the home and play there. But she said, whatever you do, don't go outside that gate, that front gate, whatever you do. Just play in the front area of the home. And so they did that. That was Mary and John and Jerry. Jerry was only a little fellow. He was only about two years of age. And Mary and John a little older. But as they were enjoying themselves, playing in the front area of the home, Mother was busy about her work inside without having to bother with the children. But then all of a sudden, a truck pulled up outside their home. And so the children went down to the front of the gate to have a look at this big truck outside their home. They'd never seen such a big truck as that before. And Johnny particularly was interested, you know. And he did something that Mother said not to do. He went outside the gate. And he had a look around this big truck. And he thought, I just wonder if I can get into this truck. And he tried the side door. And then he went round to the driver's door. No, he couldn't get in there. And he went round to the back of the truck. And he tried to undo the handles there, open the handles of that back part of the truck. But they wouldn't open either. So he kept walking round, and underneath the truck, he saw something interesting. He saw there a wheel. A wheel was down from the truck and up from the ground, and just enough room to have a nice little hiding spot. Oh, he thought, this is good, this is. And so he said to Mary, he said, look, let's get Jerry and we'll have this as a little hiding spot for us, you know, on top of that wheel, under the truck. And so they got Jerry and pushed Jerry in onto the wheel. Then they both got in there as well. And they looked out and they could see the people walking past, but the people couldn't see them. They had a good, very, very good hiding spot. And they were really enjoying themselves. Then all of a sudden they heard a noise. Vroom! Vroom! What was happening? The truck driver had come back and he was starting the truck. And they really got worried about this. They just wondered what they could do. But then there was a jolt and the truck moved off. Oh, here they were under the truck on this wheel. The three of them. Jerry was tucked right into the centre. And Johnny said, well, hang on the best you can. And the truck went off down the street, you know, and came to the stop of an intersection. And they thought, well, we might be able to get off here, but no, the truck moved on again quickly. So they hung on the best they could under the truck on this wheel. And they went right down the highway. Oh, they shouted out, but no one could hear them. No one could hear them at all. But after some time, the truck driver, he moved into the service station. He didn't normally have to get some petrol, but he did on this occasion. And so he went into the service station to get some petrol. And while they were getting the petrol and putting it into the car, into the truck, they heard some noises underneath the truck. And the truck driver looked down and he saw his three children on the wheel. And you can imagine the shock that he got. He said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And they said, we got under the truck when you were back at our home. Oh, he said, look. He said, I'll have to call the police. And so he called the police. And the police arrived. And he said to the policeman, look under that truck. There's three children under there. He said, they got on some miles away. And the policeman got a real shock. And so he helped them out from that wheel. And he said, I'll have to take you home. I'll have to take you home. And so he put them into the police car, the three children, and took them all the way home again. And Mother was really surprised that she couldn't find her children out in the front area of the home. And when the policeman came back with her children, she was really shocked. She said, what has happened? And the policeman told mother what had happened, and how angels had obviously watched over those children while they were under the truck. And it shows you that sometimes even when we do the wrong thing, God is very sympathetic towards us, and he protects us and watches over us, you know, even in difficult times. But we've got to learn to be obedient, don't we? To our parents particularly, and when they say to do something, to do it, and not to have our own way on those matters. All right, thank you.